Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Welcome to Hope for Today. We are so glad that you joined us. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages. And why do we teach from the Bible? Because the Bible is the only source of lasting hope. It is God's Word. You know, as well as I do, that we can't rely on the words of men, because men change. Think of all the unkept promises people make. Maybe even specific promises to you, personally. But God is unchanging. He keeps His promises. The psalmist David said in Psalm 119:89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. You and I can depend on God's word." Because God's word is unchanging and reliable, we share this teaching with many people around the world. And we receive many testimonies of lives that have been transformed by the power of the gospel. If this program touches your heart and life, we'd love to hear from you. Stay tuned, and I'll give you our contact information at the end of this program. Now here is Pastor J. Mark with today's teaching.
Every one of us has some fears. We are told by doctors that we are born with the emotional response of fear. And then we also have developed some fears. Some are good fears, and some are not so good. The good fears protect us from accidents. The not so good fears prevent us from enjoying life. And many of our fears have no foundation. They're made up in our minds. Often we are afraid of what will happen, and it never happens. One of our most basic fears is stated in the question, "What will happen to me when I die?" That is a good fear. It's a fear you ought to listen to. And I'm glad to tell you that that fear can be cured. Jesus has a word for us about such fear in John chapter 14 and verses 1 through 6. So listen now as I read them. That's John 14, beginning with verse 1. "Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions or many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." Yes, my friend, faith can cure fear. In this text, Jesus defined the several qualities of faith that provide the cure for fear. The first quality is the reality of faith. Faith is a common reality to every human being. We all have faith. We have faith in something or someone. It's a part of our person. We are made with the capability to believe. The Apostle Paul, when he was writing to the Romans, said, "God has given to every person a measure of faith." So faith is a fact. This reality is part of our being. It's part of who we are. The important thing about it is it needs direction. Just any kind of faith will not do. It will not be the kind of faith that can cure fear. Faith needs direction. And that is a common reality for all of us. There must then be a certain reality, and I'm sure you'll agree with me that there is a supreme being. We all know this to be a fact, a reality. What we need to accept further is the fact of the true God. I really don't know what kind of God you worship, Some of our listeners write to us and say, "Who is God? How can I know Him?" I want to point out to you that faith needs direction and that a certain reality must come through to you and me. We must accept the fact of the true God. Now, even though you may not know very much about God, I want to insist, my friend, that you must accept this fact, the reality of the true God, because this is the first quality of faith to help you cure fear, the reality of faith. But beyond the fact of the true God, there is a companion reality, which is Jesus Christ. The words from John 14, 1-6 are the words of Jesus. Here he said, "You believe in God, then believe also in me." We also need this fact, the reality of Jesus. My friend, your faith must be according to the Bible. You may have your thought or idea about Jesus, but if that doesn't agree with what the Bible teaches, it is of very little value to you. And very often, right at this point, is where we divide. It's where we come to the parting of the way. The reality of faith, my friend, must take in a belief in God and a belief in Jesus to cure us from the fear of death. That reality can be experienced by believing these words from the Lord Jesus. The second quality, then, that cures fear is the durability of our faith. I note that Jesus referred to God's dwelling place. Now, perhaps that sounds strange to you, but I want to make sure you understand that God is more than just an idea. Some have argued for this. God is just an idea or a force. But Jesus speaks of God as having a dwelling place. He calls it my Father's house. So there is a sense in which God can be localized, that is, He has a dwelling place. The Bible in other places refers to heaven being God's throne and to the earth as being His footstool. Now please don't take this only in a symbolic or a poetic sense. Jesus referred to His Father's house having many mansions. That means God is in a place, an eternal place, and He's preparing it for those who love Him. And then there is the declared promise of Jesus when He said, "I go to prepare a place for you." That is His purpose to do for you and me. How precious that should be to us. How wonderful to know an enduring faith in this declared promise of Jesus. He said, "I am going to prepare a place for you, and then I will come again and receive you unto myself." So the promise includes the desired presence of Jesus, because He said, "Where I am, there you will be also." What a precious, precious promise that is to you and me. This is the kind of faith that can cure our fear of that serious question, "Where will I go when I die?" And then there is the third quality that cures fear, the personality of faith. This is the most effective quality of our faith. Because here we are getting right down there where it will indeed serve as a cure for fear. There is a sureness of the way, for Jesus said, "You know where I'm going, and you know the way." That tells me that we are to follow Him. We can't find our way by ourselves. The only way we can know where we're going is when we are following Jesus. But then Thomas, one of the disciples, responded, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way?" Yes, Thomas expressed much of my thought before I really came to know Jesus. And perhaps Thomas is expressing your thoughts too. How can we know the way? Now listen, and you will get the security that Jesus gives us by the personality of faith. He answered Thomas with these words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except by me." So there you have faith clothed in a person. That's why I've called it the personality of faith. The affirmation of Jesus is, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Nothing is more needed than this focus of faith on the Lord Jesus. He is the way to the Father's house. Because He is the one with the eternal Word, He is the truth. We have real life only when we receive Jesus as our Savior and Lord. To cure fear, we need the personality of faith in Jesus Christ. And so, my friend, faith cures fear when it knows these qualities: reality, durability, and personality. Does your faith have these qualities?
At the beginning of today's teaching, we heard one of our most basic fears is stated in the question, "What will happen to me when I die?" This is a valid question, and we must seriously consider it. It comes down to two options. You can believe it is like the Bible teaches, or you can believe the Bible is wrong. Let's think about these two. The Bible says, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." At the judgment, we are told there are two groups. The ones on the right who will hear, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And the ones on the left who will hear those awful words, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Christ has given his life for you. Will you acknowledge your sin and accept his sacrifice? What happens when you die totally depends on what you have done with Jesus while you are alive. This is the biblical perspective. Remember, this was not the only option. You could believe the Bible is wrong. There are many who have made this choice. Remember, the question is, what will happen to me when I die? If the Bible is rejected, there is no limit to the answers to this question. Some believe it's over. We're buried, and that's it. Others have planned to meet the aliens in the tail of the comet Hale-Bopp. Still others believe in a heaven-like place for everybody. When the truth of Scripture is taken away, you are free to invent and believe whatever you want. This is the second option we have, and God, in His sovereignty, allows us to choose that option. Think again about John 14:6. Jesus did not say He is a way or a truth. He said He is the way and the truth. He said, "No man comes to the Father but through me." He tells us all we need to know about what will happen to us when we die. Then we need to live by faith. We trust Him in this life, and we believe what He tells us about the next. Was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title. There are several ways you can contact us. You can use our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org, or call us toll-free at 877-792-7275, or mail your request to Hope for Today, Box 700, Milverton, Ontario, N0K1M0. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. Once again, you may send your request to our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org, by mail, Hope for Today, Box 700, Milverton, Ontario, N0K1M0. Or call us toll-free at 877-792-7275. Remember, you can request a free copy of our newest publication, The Hope Herald. I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.